Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
I have to think who I am every day. I wake up in the morning and I had these wacky dreams and I think, wow, who the hell am I and where the hell am I? No.
You had me going for a sec.
Where are you going?
To the tea emporium.
Mm.
That's good tea.
The Tetley Red Ryabus tea.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good. Yeah, I like it. My kids like it, too, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Above other teas, like?
Above other teas, yeah. That's interesting. How you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
On this fine Sunday morning.
Sunday, yeah.
What?
Never on Sunday.
That's a movie, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. Or is that Any Given Sunday?
Or is that Twice on Sunday?
I remember playing at a place called Never on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I think maybe in Ohio or somewhere.
They got some crazy stuff in Ohio. But you've been all
What's round on both sides and high in the middle?
I don't know. What is it?
Ohio.
Round on both sides and high in the middle. Very nice.
Like that?
Good joke. That's the Jabbercast joke of the week.
I was going to punch in the but I don't have it anymore.
Why?
Well, I wiped out the computer and I haven't put that back on. I have all the bare necessities right now.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Don't ever put that same one you had on.
Oh, but psh.
Yeah, because it's...
Because it's messed up. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, it goes, but psh.
Exactly.
I think I fixed it, though.
Oh, did you?
So it just goes, but psh.
That's what you need.
I had to cut the end off, so it goes, but psh.
That's what you got to do. That's what you tell the drummer to do.
Quick, yeah. It's, but psh.
Anyway, what's been going on with you this week, Big JD?
Me this week? Not a heck of a lot, really.
No? Kind of just a quiet week.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You had the big pitch event.
The pitch session, yeah. Pitch the Snips the Clown TV show. So we'll see how that goes this coming week, probably.
What is a pitch session like?
A pitch session?
I'm interested to know what that thing was like.
It's people pitching their ideas for television shows in front of a panel of judges.
And who are the judges?
The judges are some pretty prominent writing people in the industry or community.
Mm-hmm.
And also a couple of the big people in the film company that's putting this on. And then there's everybody there from people that were invited to the pitch session, like from media, news, and all that kind of stuff. So there was a couple hundred people there, I'd say.
Did you see anybody you recognized?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not like your regular in front of camera type people or anything. You know what I mean? It's behind the scenes and writers and the producers and all that kind of stuff. So,
but nobody was there pitching their stuff that you knew just from like the local area?
No, not really anybody I would know. No.
Any other Canadians?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
No.
No one identified themselves when they were pitching something as being from Windsor?
Neither did I.
Oh, you just pretended to be...
yes, pretended to be one of them.
What of an all-American kind of guy.
Yeah, well, I am.
Huh? Sure, you can... Hey, that's cool. I don't blame you. Just go with the flow and fit in.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's about Detroit. I mean, I'm close enough that, you know, whatever. If they take it, you know, I don't want them to be against it just because of the fact that it might not be right... It's not from the country, but I think we're so close as a border city, it's all the same to me. Sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't know what other people's perspective is on that.
Well, that's okay. Let them, you know, hook them first and then worry about the real and
exactly.
Kind
that's
of thing,
what
you know
I
what I mean?
This is like people from Windsor that when you tell them you live out in Woodsley, they think it's like it's a different place.
Yeah.
You might as well be going to London or Toronto.
Yeah.
You don't want me to drive Woodsley? That's where? What?
Other than that, I've been spending a little time organizing, cleaning things up, because things have been quite a mess. I've been so busy lately, I haven't had a chance to do that. And finally got to the computers and reinstalling operating systems and cleaning up the studio and all that stuff. So
yeah, last time I was in your studio, the Easy Mac studio.
Yeah.
That you rent to our good friends, Mike and... What's his name?
Jeff. I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, Mike and Jeff.
Yeah, that's him.
It was like a little... There was
love
like
that guy.
There was a little path that you had to get to the desk.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's like, and it was worse before you saw it the other day.
You were like one of those hoarders. Do you ever see... my wife was watching a program on hoarders.
Oh, yeah?
Like they hoard stuff.
Yeah, hoarders, just, misers.
Just,
yeah,
it just love all that. Piles up.
Yeah.
So they have little paths that yeah. go through the house. Uh-huh. That's all it is. And they get something new and they throw it up on the pile.
Yeah, I'm a miser to some degree.
That's not a miser. It's a hoarder.
Well, a hoarder. A miser, too, is the same thing as miser.
They won't throw anything out.
Yeah.
Miser,
yeah.
You go look for deals everywhere, whereas these people might not necessarily be looking for deals. They just won't throw anything out.
Okay, yeah. Somebody hoards everything, yeah.
Yeah, nothing. They don't throw anything out.
I kind of looked at hoarder and miser as kind of the same. Miser has something to do with, I think, buying or money buying. Or something, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
A miser, yeah.
You're using coupons and looking for every sale. Yeah, yeah, you won't buy anything at
regular. Yeah, I'm a miser, too.
Well, sure.
Hey, you got to be this day and age.
This day? Well, not if you're filthy rich. You don't have
well,
to be.
Well, yeah.
Miser schmeiser. Yeah. Nothing but the best for me and my friends.
Hey, I'm a friend. What did I get? What did I win?
Nothing but the best.
Yeah. Anything going on here?
Not too much. Obviously, this is a recorded show. We're not actually doing this live on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. But if we were, it would be on Ustream.
Yeah, we're getting to that soon, I think.
Next week. We'll do it next week for sure.
When the golf season's over.
Tomorrow's the last day.
There's no indoor golfing anywhere, is there?
There is, yeah.
Oh, no.
That place on the green on the highway there, across from Hiram Walkers. You familiar with it? No?
Across from Hiram Walkers?
Yeah.
Hiram Walkers where?
The warehouse is on the
out on 42 or whatever.
Number two,
yeah.
Yeah, way okay, out. Yeah, that's way
well,
out.
That's way out, yeah.
That's at least 15 minutes from your house.
Yeah, I went there once for vacation.
Hiram Walkers?
Yeah, camping, because it's so far away.
Oh, I see.
It was a trip.
Yeah, so there's that place, but I haven't yet to be there. Never went there yet. Yeah, as long as it's warm weather. I want to golf on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
You know, got to live. Radio isn't everything.
Radio is everything to you?
Radio isn't everything. Yeah, to me it is, but apparently not to some people I know.
That's right.
Radio is my life.
It's in your blood, that's for sure.
Yeah, I dig it. I can't get enough, really, but do I have time to do everything I'd want to do? No.
Well,
unless I got a real job in radio, that would be cool.
Which you attempted to do.
I did, yeah.
I want to be the afternoon guy on 89X.
Yeah. Sign me up.
What major markets have you played in, Mr. Oppen?
I misread. I didn't see the word major.
Well, major market. You said, well, I've been to Zares. I've been to Sobeys.
Yeah, I've been all the big marketplaces.
Big markets.
St. Joachim's. St. Joachim's. I'm seeing Jacobs.
St. Jacobs, yes, that is.
I was there. I got to count for something. That was 5 years ago, so it's been a long time.
Have you really been to St. Jacobs?
Yeah.
What'd you do there? Bought some wine?
Shopped around. No, it wasn't wine. I think I got honey and maple syrup and good stuff.
That's a tourist trap. I've ever seen one. A
couple little things here and there. I have some funny pictures from there, like wearing glasses and hats because they sell all kinds of stuff, so I put them on, take pictures.
Oh, right, sure. You do that kind of thing in San Francisco. They ask you for money. Hey, you can't put that hat on. Give me a dollar. What? Scram.
Wow.
We'll go to the next.
That's fun at Value Village, too.
Oh, sure.
Especially at Halloween time.
Do you have footage from a Value Village?
I don't know if I have any video footage, but I do have a lot of pictures.
Yeah. That is a good spot to
have
pretend.
Fun at.
Yes, for sure.
One time we went in and we're trying dresses and stuff on, taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Wigs. Yeah, it was great.
That's where you can put a dress on.
Yeah, and feel free and comfortable.
Do you go into the dressing room to put the dress on?
Yeah, of course. Go in the dressing room and dress up with dresses and wigs and take pictures.
Because some people get dressed right now.
And the glasses.
In between.
Yeah, some people do that. But I didn't want everybody to see my slip. But and the glasses area where you put on the big glasses, with the big thick lenses and stuff, and look all cockeyed and take pictures. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, what
it's
kinda neat.
Would you what?
Oh, what eyed?
What? What did I say?
Cockeyed.
Cockeyed. No, this is a clean show.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the Jabbercast studio newsroom.
Right next door to the other room that we were just in.
What was that other room called?
The
control room. The studio room.
Yes. I don't know. You say out of this world. It's funny. There is a piece of news. I don't have anything about it in front of me. I suppose I could look. But did you hear that the people from India, they sent a rocket up to the moon?
They did?
Yeah.
When?
Recently.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we hear about
it? People
no.
in it?
No. Unmanned.
Okay.
And sent it to the moon.
Here's a great idea. Let's send a rocket to the moon without anybody in it. What's it going to do? Hit the moon and then that's it?
I found out information that we didn't find out.
What was the info?
There's water.
There's water on the moon?
Yeah. There's a high concentration level of H2O within the surface of the moon.
So what's that mean, high concentration of?
Well, they think there's, it was, it's like, it's not mud because it's the, whatever the
moon is. So it's not actually water though? It's concentrated? Like,
right. They think there could be water underneath the surface somewhere.
So what happened? The rocket went to the moon and what? Dropped something to go check all this out, or how'd that work?
Must have been some kind of landing something and probe like we're doing
and
at Mars.
Did this and we never even heard about it?
I know, because we're too worried about Kanye West taking away, what's her name's?
Microphone. Yeah. Paul Abdul. I don't know. Who was it?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay.
You heard about that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you think that was set up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think everything's always set up. Look at that M&M thing with the Borat landing on him.
Yes. That was set up, obviously, just because they did the one shot and the camera was right in place.
Yeah, yeah.
It was right on M&M. We knew that was going to happen. You're right. Everything is staged. The only thing that isn't staged is real life. If it has to do with a celebrity, odds are it's staged.
You know what's not staged? Where you can always find unstaged entertainment?
Where's that?
Right here at the Jabbercast. With Big JD and Lippo.
It is pretty unstaged, I have to agree. Yeah.
Rather.
We go by the seat of our pants.
In the news.
And JD's not even wearing pants.
Half. I got a half a pair of pants on.
Half pants.
They're short.
Okay.
To pick up that. Alleged terror threat seen as most serious since 9/11 attacks. Attacks.
I'm surprised you're using that's a story from you.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be something I would say. I'm staying away from these Iranian.
Well, I got a couple other little goodies, but yeah, this guy, what's his name? Nabrjabjiriafad Nazi. Zazi.
Zazi.
Yeah, okay.
What about Zazi?
Well, the FBI was watching him, and then they picked him up and indicted him for. Some alleged conspiracy to set off bombs in some various areas of the United States.
He admitted to having been in Al-Qaeda or
yeah,
Qaeda?
He had Al-Qaeda training, I guess, when recently. He went to Pakistan.
Yeah. So what do you think of this? I think the fact that the news is even playing this up is, okay, people, we haven't had your terror...
lull in the...
consciousness, your terror consciousness has gone down to an all-time low. We have to build this back up. We've got to build some more fear.
Yeah, who's to say? It could be anything, you know. I don't know. Is it really real? Is it not? I mean, they can get, the government will get these guys as actors to say they did something, even just to, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
Who knows? Guy gets paid off for whatever, you know.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah, it's hard to say until something happens, I guess.
Is it really hard to say? I don't think it's hard to say. I think it's pretty...
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not hard to say, I suppose. But I just mean it could be either way, really. But I lean towards the conspiracy theories.
Well, just read the book, Legacy of Ashes.
Yeah.
That'll tell you everything. And then read his next book, the book after that, which I don't remember the name of it. But this is a guy who's in the CIA, and he did the whole history of the whole thing, and you realize the CIA is just a bunch of crazy people.
Well, look. What's the biggest thing that happened is 9/11, and right. Look at that. Who's and can you honestly say that was actually a terror threat?
Nothing. It wasn't nothing to do with terror.
No.
No. Same as
I wouldn't believe that for a second.
Dude, like the JFK is same thing. Who killed him?
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
really killed just, him?
Yeah.
We can't put the finger on the person who killed the president. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was Lee Harvey Oswald for yeah. sure. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You think Lee Harvey Oswald even shot? You
no.
think he pulled the trigger even?
Nope. No, I don't think so. Nope.
That's just incredible, the whole thing. Yeah.
But anyway, this is not a conspiracy. We should have a conspiracy theory show.
We did once.
No, I mean, another show besides the Jabbercast.
Oh, yeah. Conspiracy theory show. Yeah. That.
Oh, look at that.
Something's done.
Something's done.
Cookies.
Cookies are in the oven and they're done. I'll go get them before they burn.
You have a piece of news for us?
Well, here, it's a piece of news and I'm going to do a little rant. AT&T gives iPhone MMS support. Mm-hmm. We heard Jeff and Mike talk about this. It's in the news. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4th topic of popularity.
Right.
The fact that a phone gets a service that's been on phones for 5 years.
Right, yeah.
MMS has been around.
And the iPhone's now been out for quite a while.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. Without MMS support.
Right. So it gets MMS support, and it's fourth news topic on Google News.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
You know,
that's not
that's a long wait, but I wonder if it's just they do some things to wait for a time when they can publicize it and have some news when there isn't any news. You know, I don't know.
That's all I can think of because, you know, the Palm Pre and the Motorola.
And for people that don't know what MMS is, tell them.
MMS is a multimedia service. It's an extension of SMS. When your kids are texting like crazy, that's called SMS, but most people just call it texting now.
Right.
But the three-letter acronym is SMS, and the MMS is the ability to not only put words in the message, but pictures as well, and video. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these phones nowadays take video and pictures, and you can send that along, but usually there is a premium on sending that extra data along the network. And that's the case, too, with MMS here in Canada. If you send an MMS message on Rogers, I think it's like a quarter. Mm-hmm. Quarter per message. So that's what MMS is, and now the iPhone is finally got that. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, the iPhone can do practically, you know, if you can think of it, there's an app for it. And that's their new catchphrase now, isn't it? There's an app for that.
There is an app for that.
So, The story itself is not news to me. It's just the fact that it's making news, something like that. Like,
yeah, it's such a big thing.
I'm thinking other companies would die for this kind of thing, to have their phone in the news.
Yeah. Yeah, just, and that's why it leads me to believe maybe that it's for the purpose of news.
It blows my mind. I mean, Apple doesn't really need any more. I mean, they spend a ton of money on advertising, but this is just free advertising for Apple.
You know, I'm on the USA Today website, and there's an advertisement for Red Rose Tea to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I don't know, but it's got something to do with them sponsoring, something to do with kids or something, because it's showing like a little African kid or something. It says, reach out with Red Rose, one by one, hope. What does it say? Hope belongs to everyone. So they must be doing something, but it reminds me of, I've been a teetotaler for a long time, mm-hmm. and at some point in time, back in the day, I approached Red Rose about sponsoring the band because a lot of bands, you know, they get sponsorship sometimes from alcohol companies,
sure.
you know, beer companies, stuff like that. And I thought, well, we don't do that. So let's approach Red Rose. And you know what I mean? So I did this on my own, just personally kind of thing. And
yeah.
They sent me a letter back and everything saying that they couldn't do it at this time. For whatever reason, and they sent me, and I had to go to airport to pick this up, a big, huge box of Red Rose Tea filled with boxes of the, like, 244s or whatever, Red Rose Tea boxes inside this huge box.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a thing in that came and said, go to the airport and pick this up, this big box, and I'm like, what the heck is this, man? I went there, and it was like a huge box of tea. Lasted forever, man.
Are you done?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you give any away?
I think I did give a few boxes. I mean, the band got boxes, and like my mom and grandma and stuff like that. You know,
of course.
Whoever drank tea. Like,
they're getting tea.
It's only mothers, aunts, and grandmothers that drink tea.
And rock stars.
And rock stars.
So what band was this? Split Beaver?
No, it was Wicked Angel, actually. Which, by the way, released their CD, ironically enough, on my birthday, July 23rd. Isn't that funny?
That is coincidental. I don't know if it's ironic.
It is coincidental. Touche. But anyway, Wicked Angel Remastered Collection 2009 compilation CD came out in July of 2009. It's available now at cdnrecords.com and CD Baby now, so you can download digitally.
Or they'll send you a CD, right?
Or a CD, yeah. You can get the physical CDs. And coming also to amazon.com and iTunes and other fine online music retailers.
Right. And if you live in Windsor, you can get it at Dr. Disc?
You can get it at Dr. Disc, yeah. That's cool. Neat. So, anyway, the Red Rose thing has kind of caught my attention, because I always drank Red Rose forever and haven't now for a long, long time.
But you don't drink Red Rose now?
I don't drink Red Rose now because I don't drink caffeine and I don't care for decaffeinated green tea or most teas.
Right. You don't care for tea that has been decaffeinated. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I guess that is what I mean, maybe. Yeah. I notice a difference in taste.
Sure, of course.
As opposed to natural decaffeinated like I'm drinking right now.
Michael Butler does that. I'm going to take a sip of this fine whatever beer he has. He has a different beer all the time.
Yeah.
And then at the end he goes,
ah! Mm-hmm. I like doing that too. Used to do that with my little nephew all the time. Got him hooked on doing that after he took a sip. That's when you know it's good. What else going on? Conan O'Brien, I guess he hit his head during some kind of stunt on the show, and they're really wondering if next week's shows are going to actually come out. Because I think Jay Leno did this before. He fell at some point in his show, and his shows, and maybe reruns or something, they didn't air for a couple of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently he hit his head during Tonight Show stunt.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about that. I love listening to this show. I find out all kinds of stuff.
He hit his head during a stunt for The Tonight Show, an accident that halted production and brought back memories of a rare absence by his predecessor in the job, which I just had mentioned about Jay Leno. I guess he fell in May, and there was no word from the network on plans for next week's shows. Shows? Or show?
Next week's shows.
Why shows?
Because there's five of them in 1 week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's on every day. I keep thinking of our type schedule. Following O'Brien's mishap, O'Brien was examined Friday at a hospital, and the network declined to comment on his condition or whether he had been released. Why wouldn't they? Unless there was something wrong, maybe. You know, like if he's okay, why don't they just say he's okay? Why wouldn't they? Last thing I remember, he was enjoying the play with Mrs. Lincoln, and the next thing I knew, I was in bed being served cookies and juice, O'Brien said in the statement.
Oh, really? He got knocked out?
Yeah, I guess
obviously he's making a pun on being Abraham Lincoln there.
Yeah.
But Abraham Lincoln got shot and was killed.
When?
1863?
P.M.?
No, A.D.
Oh, after death.
I don't know what A.D. actually is. Domine is the D. I forget what the A stands for.
Domine?
Domine.
That's a girl that with a whip and high black boots, isn't it?
That's Dominique. And she's a dominatrix.
Sweet.
One thing I also want to talk about was the flu shot. They've been discussing
the other conspiracy.
Exactly. It's a friggin' conspiracy. Supposedly, if you have been taking the seasonal flu shot now, you're more susceptible to actually get H1N1, otherwise known as the pig flu. I mean, the swine flu. And that's a whole nother thing, the whole pig thing. But anyway, so supposedly you're more susceptible to catch H1N1 if you've had the regular flu shot. Do you get a flu shot?
No.
Good.
I take Shaga. www.myshaga.com/oppen for all your Shaga needs. You take Shaga. It's the most potent antioxidant you can... It sounds like an advertisement to
really
me. Anyway,
what's they call it,
but yeah, Shaga, it's a strong antioxidant, and that's why I don't take the flu shot anymore, because I don't get sick anymore.
Ooga shaka, ooga shaka. Ooga,
sounds funny. Ooga, I'm honestly, ooga. I want to get sick at some point to find out that this is just is not real, but I don't.
I can make you sick.
Oh, yeah?
Just make you puke. It's not going to make you sick for a long time. Sick to your stomach.
All right. I'm game. But yeah, seriously, we stopped getting the flu shot because we've been taking Shaga, and it's, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if I would get the flu or not anymore. That's why I wonder. You got a lump?
A lump? Is it making you sick? Yeah, I got to, Shaga is something you have to take for a period of time, correct?
Shaga you want to take all the time. Yeah, every day we take Shaga, morning and night.
Initially, you want to take it for a specific period of time to see if it's, you should notice some difference, right? In the way you feel.
Some people do, some people don't. I don't know that I ever noticed anything about the way that I feel, but I know people that swear by Shaga for energy. I didn't really know if I ever noticed anything to do with energy or anything like that.
It depends what your metabolism is, I think.
Maybe. But it's, I've seen it do a lot of different things for a lot of people. You know what I mean? I've seen people getting off medications for things like firsthand. So,
awesome.
Like, you know, cholesterol, blood sugar, those kinds of things. And it just makes a big difference in your immune system.
Now how do you get the Shaga to your peeps?
MyShaga.com/Oppen. They buy it.
And how do your peeps get the Shaga that you get for them? How do they get it? They go to your house, pick it up?
No. They go to the website, myshaga.com/Oppen, and order it.
They order
it. And it just gets sent to them.
Right. And you get kicked back.
Yeah, we get kicked back, yeah.
Gotcha. /Oppen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shaga's Chaga. myshaga.com/Oppen. Get a bottle today.
It's a bottle and it's capsules, right?
No, just bottle. It's liquid.
Oh, it's liquid. Yeah,
like you just put drops in
tincture, any cold drink.
Huh?
Is that called a tincture?
I don't know.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
You put a drop of it in something to drink.
Yeah. 10 drops in the morning, 10 at night. Lana takes 20 at once instead. I guess you can do it either way, I suppose. I do it at morning and night.
Because she's crazy.
And if you ever feel something coming on or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or you think, I'm getting stuffed up or anything, I just take extra. And I've never... Since I've taken it, I've never gotten anything.
I'm going to Shaga. Absolutely.
You know, I don't get it. All I can say is it's been great for me and everybody that I know that takes it. So.
All right. That's the end of that. The advertisement.
No, I'm not done yet. No.
Stop. No.
Anyway, that was about the flu virus.
Yeah.
Scam.
Yeah.
They're just, it's all, a lot of these things are, I think, are preparation for other things to come.
You know it, brother.
They have to get us ready for different things.
Absolutely.
And those things are whatever they want them to be. You want population control? Boom. It's time to get everybody together and as a big herd of cattle and give you shots. Come on. Yep. Oh, okay. Duh, 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 duh.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We'll get your kids while they're all together in one place at school.
Yeah.
Get in line. People get in line, they get the shot.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll get whatever. They might get the phony stuff.
And you know,
they want the kids.
You know, and the way they build up demand for this, here, there's going to be a farm implement going by. Yeah, lots of farm stuff going by here. Anyway, the way they build up demand for this is they say, the H1N1 shot, it's not going to be available to here to this time. And then when we do get it, the people who are most in need are going to be get it. So only these people can get it first. And there may not, so they kind of make the, there might not be enough of this to go around. So only these people are going to be able to get it first. So other people are thinking, well, how come they get to go first? You know, they get that mentality.
Yeah.
I want to get mine. So people want to get it because they're afraid of it. And there was one place, I want to say it was Egypt, but I'm not positive. They got rid of all the pigs. There are no pigs in this country. I want to say it was Egypt for some reason.
Hmm.
I could Google that right now, pigs in Egypt. But, and so they killed them all.
What do they do for bacon?
They do not eat bacon. I have to think there's a pretty large...
I think that's what people are getting sick from. They're getting the flu from bacon.
Bacon on the beach. So now there's a problem with the... Yeah. Egypt's pig call is not a swine flu measure, says government. All right. anyway, so they got rid of all this.
They're saying it's not even because of the swine flu they got rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got rid of all the pigs for something to do. So what's next? The horses? You're going to get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of the people, population control? It's all a big government thing. They're out to get us.
I guess there was a lot of pigs just ran rampant through Egypt. That's what, I don't get it either. I do not understand this whole pig thing. But can you imagine the pig farmers?
Yeah.
They're hating life. I mean, it was bad enough that all these Jewish people weren't eating their livestock.
Yeah, no pork.
Now, nobody's eating their... No one's getting pig meat because they put one and one together and they think that eating pigs is going to increase your...
Hey, if I became a rabbi and koshered pig meat, well, I'd probably make a fortune.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
Because it's the source of the meat. No hooved... animals are allowed.
None. Deer?
Right. You can't eat that.
I can't?
No. So says, who's the guy?
Mr. Hebrew.
Yahweh
Ahasuerus.
Yahweh, man.
Are we going to move on to today's topic now?
Yes, let's do it.
The show is on advertising. We take a look at various forms of advertising. We look at what works, what doesn't, what makes you want to buy, what advertisers have to offer, and we also talk a little bit about the negative aspects of advertising.
There are negative aspects?
I don't know. Are there?
We're going to
talk about whether there are or not.
No, there's no negative advertising effects. Myself, I took advertising for 3 years at St. Clair College. It's a program we have over there.
So we're going to be expecting some pretty heavy stuff from you today.
Sure.
So tell us all about advertising. What's going on in the world?
It all started back in...
Egypt.
Yes.
And all the advertisers were running rampant through the streets.
Everybody wanted to sell their pigs.
And the Jewish people wouldn't talk to them.
That's right. I have to think there is a small Jewish population in Egypt. I think.
Just you know, it's been said that there's Jewish people all over the world.
Right. All right. So advertising.
Yeah. Let's talk about ads themselves. Advertising.
Well, here's where is advertising?
Advertising is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It is everywhere. It's on billboards. It's in magazines. It's on televisions. It's in radio. It's on podcasts.
Newspapers.
As we just heard recently. Newspapers.
In
written on bathroom buses. Stalls. Buses. Taxi cabs. Vehicles.
At the baseball park.
They get paid to throw paintings on their vehicles for companies. Baseball. And the diamonds hockey rinks all the way around the rink.
On the boards, yeah. Up in the sky, planes go by with...
Stuff, yeah.
Stuff flinging
up. Skywriting can be a form of advertising.
Exactly.
Advertising is everywhere. Your t-shirt, you know. It's advertising something. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a lot of people...
Pens.
Yeah, that's... what is that?
Cups.
Merchandising, they call that.
Not hockey cups, but regular cups that you drink out of. There may be people that drink out of hockey cups.
But there's holes in there, isn't there?
There is holes, yeah. Yeah. What are the holes for?
Air.
So that you're... Once you've peed, that it, you know, doesn't stay in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought they were diaper-esque.
You don't pee in your athletic support. Anyway, advertising. It is everywhere. And advertising typically is not free.
So typically.
Advertising is a business.
Yes, it is a business.
It's probably one of the bigger businesses in the world. And it's how companies like Google, for instance, on the internet, has made all the money they have.
Or the Jabbercast.
Yes, those... advertising crazies at the Jabbercast making all that money. So the business of advertising is kind of it's an animal all to itself. And there are certain, depending on what kind of advertising it is, there's certain ways to buy that advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the way the prices are set for advertising are set by data that has been compiled in the past. In fact, we just got some BBM booklets in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done a BBM booklet?
I don't think so.
They call you up and they say, do you listen to the radio? And you say yes or no. They say, yes, I listen to the radio. Okay, would you mind doing a BBM survey for us?
Right.
So it's a diary, a one-week diary.
Yep.
And you fill out the diary and then you send it back and then they take that data that you've put in the diary and they make the book.
Right.
Which comes out every month.
Mm-hmm.
So the radio stations know how many people are listening to their radio station at any given time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the two biggest times, of course, are morning drive and afternoon drive. That's when most people are trapped in their cars, basically, because that's when people listen to the radio the most. Mm-hmm. So that's how that kind of advertising is priced out, is through data that listeners actually give. Unfortunately, you can't do the same thing so much on the internet. And in the internet, the way that advertising is sold is usually by click-throughs. But how do we know that people are listening or are actually, how long they're actually reading the ad? We don't know that kind of information.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep track of on the internet, I think.
Exactly. So the value of that advertising goes down, where I think something like a magazine ad is the same way. How do we know that that person is actually reading that magazine ad? And those are some of the most expensive ads there are magazine ads.
Billboards. Well, I think sometimes they have to go by something bigger, which is the sale of the magazine, or you know
that's
what I
exactly
mean?
What they do. Circulation is the way they sell
magazine
ads.
And same thing
ads.
with the internet. If you have a show on and you have a mailing list and you have you know, listener responses and those kinds of things, I mean, that's the only way that you can really keep track, I guess. Or traffic visiting the website, you can go by. You know, we have 1,000 visitors every day, so there's 1,000 potential people to see your advertisement on our website, or you know, that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, I'm of the mind that advertising on the internet is probably the best advertising there is, because you go to websites that are geared to you, and if the ads on any given website are any way directed towards that audience, mm-hmm. which Google tries to do if you in their Google AdSense deal. So if your web page has to do with knitting, well, then they'll give you yarn ads on the sides,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
so those ads are directed pretty tightly on the audience. They call that a demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think advertising on the internet is probably some of the most effective advertising there is, as opposed to, let's say, a billboard. Which, you know, costs big bucks to put up.
Right, and everybody sees it, and then, you know, you're not hitting a target audience.
Yeah, yeah, but there's no way to measure who looks up at a billboard. And
I would think most people will see the billboard, but, you know, out of all the people that do see a billboard, how many people are interested in whatever is on that billboard?
Right, and there's some people who don't even look away from right in front of them as they're driving.
Sure. And the other thing too you have to consider sometimes though is whether or not subconsciously they have an effect, because if you see a billboard about milk and maybe you want a glass of milk that day.
Possibly,
you know, maybe
yes.
You're going for lunch and you think, I'll have a glass of milk with my lunch today. I don't usually have milk. I don't know why I want a glass of milk today. Well, I keep driving by this billboard every day. Back yes. and forth to work, it has milk on it. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a possibility too.
What do you think is the most, the kind of ad that is most effective as far as listening to it? And do you think it's like TV or it's radio or newspaper? Or
I don't know. I think, well, it's going to be in whatever medium that you listen to or watch the most. Is going to be the one that, you know, I think. But just in choosing them, if I was somebody that wanted to advertise somewhere, I think I would say TV. I think visual and TV is still the best form of advertising.
Sure. Now that video has been coming more and more pervasive on internet websites, like news sites, newspapers. Websites are putting video onto their website.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times you have to watch the advertisement before the actual video plays.
Those are called pre-rolls, or what those are called.
Love them.
You don't love them?
No, I don't.
They're too long. That's the deal. What they're finding out is that if your pre-roll is too long, you get turned off by the whatever that ad is. If the pre-roll is somewhere between 5 and 10 seconds, it's more effective for you to actually put it in your head, have a positive reinforcement of that by having whatever you're actually after come relatively quick after you've watched it. So if you've seen a short ad for McDonald's, just like, you know, a brand comes up, a picture of a Big Mac, and then bam, you're onto your video, as opposed to, you know, it just drags on and on.
You know, even they should do, even if they had an extra click, I wouldn't mind it if it was short. And if something came up right away, said Big Mac, McDonald's, awesome, and a thing came up, play your video or go to the McDonald's website.
That's it.
That would be cool.
Sure. That's
a, and
that's,
you have a choice to think, oh, yeah, McDonald's, man. I haven't been to that site, or I want to see what they got these days or whatever. So you just go there.
Yep. That's a good strategy, I guess you'd call that. There's something else I wanted to say about pre-rolls that I was listening to and reading yesterday. I can't think of what, it's not coming to me right now. There was some pretty interesting data about how pre-rolls work and what the psychology of them is. It's coming to me. It's the content. If pre-rolls are entertaining, mm-hmm. as opposed to just being advertising, like the Mac versus PC ads, mm-hmm. there's some kind of comic value in those ads,
right?
You know, there's a little,
you want to watch them. Yeah,
you want to watch them. People, there's some of the most watched ads online. More people go to like Apple's site just to watch the ads,
right? Yeah,
because there's something to watch there. It's kind of funny because, you know, what's his name,
John? Yeah, they're Hodge, like little films almost.
Exactly. Or and movies. There's those guys are actors, and you know, they play in other things and they do other,
does that, well, I don't know, the guy, the PC guy, is he in movies or anything?
John Hodgman.
Yeah. The other guy's been in a million movies lately.
Yeah, he's Justin Long. Yeah, he's got a pretty good career ahead of him. I think John Hodgman is more of a stand-up guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does stand-up. And
I'd like to see him.
I would like to see him, too.
Like, you know, a show on the net or whatever, but I'd like to see him do stand-up.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's also on radio.
Oh, yeah?
Does a bit of radio as well, oh. Yeah. And I think he's also written a couple books.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have had an interview with him on for the show today. Advertising and...
If you listen to You Look Nice Today podcast with Merlin Mann.
Blinded by the light.
He's on there occasionally. John Hodgman. Anyway, so that's pre-rolls on the internet for that kind of advertising. A new kind of advertising.
Yeah. And how much of a role do you think that... branding, brands, and logos, does that play in advertising?
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
There's, if you can make a logo that says your brand and people just know it just by what it
Nike.
Is.
Nike.
Yeah, the swoosh. Everybody knows the swoosh.
Or the Adidas one, too, the three stripes.
Three stripes Adidas, absolutely. Apple's too easy.
McDonald's, Apple.
The Windows logo or the Intel logo is another.
The Intel one, yeah, sure.
The eye and the little swishy thing around the circle thing. I think it's huge. Logo creation is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And big companies spend large dollars on making sure their logo is, it can be integrated in the psyche of their audience that they're trying to reach on the side of trucks, in ads and magazines and whatever, you know. So when people see it, they know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Tiger Woods logo nowadays, I think that's pretty, everybody kind of knows what that TW thing is in the box.
I don't recall.
Okay, you're not one of those people.
I'm not one of those people, yeah.
So it isn't quite pervasive enough. But yeah, I think logos are huge. Where do you want to take the advertising discussion? We're at 43.
Well, let's maybe roll on right now to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, and then we'll come back to advertising.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
For those of you, which I'm sure is many, you've seen writing on the bathroom walls, phone numbers.
I saw your number on the wall. Oh, that's not the tune we're doing, right?
That's right. It's Tommy Two Tone, 867-5309. Have you ever tried to call it?
No.
Neither have I.
I know you think I'm
Yeah, there you have it, Tommy Two Tone. And that was a, Tommy Two Tone was a power rock band best known for its 82 hit Jenny, which is often referred to as 8675309. And you know what that number it was actually? And the reason we played it was because they talk about the number being written on the bathroom wall, a form of advertising, I suppose you could say. And who it was the Buffalo Chief of Police's daughter's number in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Tommy Heath was the front man for the band.
I also heard, I remember way back in the day listening to Jim Johnson on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on not WCSX. And there was another number in Michigan as well. If you call 313-867-5309.
Yeah, I guess you could do a different area.
You got someone else. And that person, Jim Johnson, taught to that guy. He ended up changing his number.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Once that song came out.
They say people still call that number to this day. People that hear of the song or whatever. There was something I want to mention here also.
That number must raise a red flag at different phone companies. What number can I have? Can I have 56? No, you can't have
Tommy Heath and Jim Keller, they founded the band in the late 70s with Heath acting as the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist, also playing keyboard on occasion. Keller playing lead guitar and supporting vocals. Bassist John Lyons, original name Jonathan Lyons Turlup, who placed original bassist Terry Nails, who was with Steve Jones and Ozzy Osbourne.
Really?
So, yeah, I just want to mention that.
I'm glad you did, because I love that trivia.
Yeah, it's cool. Eh?
Music trivia, I don't know what it is about it, but it's just useless information.
Back to the ads. Advertising on a bathroom wall. People do that.
Do they? For a good time call.
Yeah, for a good time call, Jenny.
I don't think that. Have you seen that lately? An actual phone number on a wall?
Maybe not lately.
I think I've seen it more. It's, you know, in my bathroom bar visiting days. I saw it more in the States. I actually saw it in the States more. I think I remember seeing phone numbers. And it usually was...
I find more poetry type things nowadays on the wall. Like
exactly. You know, smart remarks.
Pulled my finger, made a fart, whatever. You know, those little things.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you see guys who are creative on the toilet.
Yeah. Carry a pen around with you.
What are you doing looking up here? Your business is down there.
Yeah, kind of things. Yeah, exactly. I see that. I think maybe more so than the numbers these days. Or you see something like, you know, call Carol. She gives good at whatever, but there's no number or anything. It just says stuff.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, just doing their thing to get back at somebody. I don't know. Why exactly, but
that's usually what it is, getting back at somebody. Because usually if you go to the guys, John, you say, you know, if you're interested in having sex with another guy or whatever. That's not the language they use, but you know,
we talk about advertising, like the logos and the, you know, the expensive advertising, the colors and the music and the, you know, the whole thing. But what about things like garage sales, yard sales, classified ads when you're trying to sell something, so you put advertisements in? And, you know, are there different things that people can add to that make their ads more enticing? I know sometimes the you know, you pay for your three lines, but they give you a bold line on the top or something, or put a star on each side of it, or
right.
You know, it's about all you can do really for those little ads, unless you put something maybe catchy. And that's another thing about advertising. It's not always just the, you know, your logo that might be catchy, but it might be a line that's catchy.
Believe it or not, putting those little bullets or hearts or little thing that you pay a little extra for, your eyes are drawn to those ads.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. And the word sex. If you put the words, and a lot of guys do that, they just put a star, the word sex, another star in order to, okay, now that I've got your attention.
Yeah. I'm selling baby clothes.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about that, I wonder? The word sex, we go right to, oh, sex. Oh, I want some of that. Oh, this has nothing to do with sex. Is that, it just shoots right to our base needs? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Sex, oh yeah, well, I want to see you. I don't really want sex, but let me see what they're talking about.
What are they saying, or what is it, or why is that there? Why does it say sex there?
Right. What's the words? That's so crazy. I think it's just this culture that we live in. The North American crazy capitalist culture.
And we mentioned the word t-shirts, but what about like buttons and t-shirts and things like that? That's a form of advertising. You're advertising something, or advertising something personal, maybe something that you like. Yeah, I have a little pin that has the Canada flag on it. I'm advertising that I like Canada, or, you know, some people wear those little things or has a pin of something on it, or, you know.
But that's not advertising. You're
what is it, though, exactly?
Making then? A statement.
Statement?
You're making a statement through the stuff that you wear. Whereas in advertising, I think it has something to do with you see this and I want you to buy something.
Do you think it always has to have something to do with buying something, advertising?
No, it has something to do with you participating in something to do with whatever you're looking at.
I don't even know if it has anything to do with participating, but to make people aware or know that it exists. Advertising, you know, my face on a billboard so everybody sees me, everybody knows who I am.
And I know
everybody
you would
knows
love
I
that.
Exist.
You would you love know? That, I know.
No, I wouldn't like that at all.
And the funny thing is, you would go to the billboard at least once a day.
At least, yeah. And then I would sit at lunch with friends and say, why am I thinking of Big JD? Are you guys thinking of Big JD? And you,
exactly. And you'd have like some kind
you
of
mean no.
PA underneath the billboard with some mm-hmm. Jeffrey David's yeah. blues project.
Yeah,
out.
Something going on. Speaking of which... You can get to go to the MySpace page for Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. That's myspace.com/Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. And you can check out the news and information there and find out where to pick up the JDBC CD.
JDBC CD. That's all, folks.
Not to be confused with myspace.com/Wicked Angel Canada, which is the Wicked Angel MySpace.
And Big JD has something to do with both of those bands.
He does, yeah.
Get it, JD, Jeffrey David's, it's all.
Yeah, it's all intertwined. And but go buy the disc.
Shameless plug. Plug, there's another word for advertisement.
Mm-hmm. A plug, yes.
You get guests on shows or the hosts themselves, they go on a show and they tell, that's typically the reason why guests are on Conan and David Letterman. They're there to advertise the movie or the book.
Yeah, and they show their clip of the show. And I just saw the new Jay Leno show for the first time, actually.
I never watched it yet.
You never watched it yet?
Nope.
And he had Vince Vaughn on, who I love Vince Vaughn. He's hilarious. He's a pretty funny guy. And
yeah, I like him too.
I guess on Jay's show, he makes everybody do something for their plug. So they get to plug their movie or whatever, but they have to do something for it. And what he had, the two things that are funny about this, one is that Vince Vaughn is like, okay, so he's looking at the camera and says, why do I have to do something to plug my movie, which is coming out on such and such a date, blah, blah, blah. And he says it, you know, and he says, why do I have to do anything? And Jay Leno's like, okay, well, you got to do it now because you just plugged yourself. So anyway, that was funny. But the other thing was that plugged what he had to yourself. Do, yeah, that's funny too.
Yes.
Was they brought out Jack LaLanne. Remember Jack LaLanne?
He could...
He's like 90 something.
Pull buses.
And he had to... Vince Vaughn had to do a little workout under the direction of Jack LaLanne.
Wow.
Who's an old workout guy from way back.
Way back in the way
It was
back.
Amazing to see him. And he looks so little and frail.
Who does? Jack LaLanne?
Oh, yeah. Little and frail and old. Yeah, really little.
Really?
Like this tall. Yeah,
oh,
smallest
I see.
Thing you ever seen.
Oh, like vertically challenged little.
And skinny and just like really old looking and everything. But he was Vince Vaughn giving him direction. Yeah, I want you to go here. I want you to do this. I want you to put your arms in the back chair. I want you to do dips right here like this. And Vince Vaughn humored him and did it and then kissed him. It was funny.
Nice.
It was pretty good.
I think I'd kiss him too.
So would I for hours. French style.
Oh, boy. Why? Why do you got to be so... homosexual?
What?
You want to kiss a man for hours? That's pretty homosexual.
The D stands for no. Moving on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Good.
So. Tech Talk today, you wanted to talk a little bit about the new iPod Nano, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
Shuffle.
Oh, Shuffle, yeah, sorry. I got them mixed up. Nano, Shuffle.
Did we not talk about
the Nano? Nano, Shuffle, hey.
The new Nanos. Did we talk about that already?
I don't know that we did on the show or not. The new Nanos, they shoot video now.
Yeah, they shoot video. No, same so exact right same size. The size of the Nano is the same size, the actual dimensions of it, but the screen is bigger and the wheel is smaller. And on the back of it, there's now a camera and a microphone. There's also a speaker inside of it.
Yeah.
So you can hear the video that you just shot. And the thing that a lot of people are complaining about is the placement of the camera on the back of the Nanos.
Right.
But here's the deal. You can flip the whole thing over and have the camera lens be on the more on the top of the, like you would want to actually shoot something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's the video comes out upside right.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
It senses.
It senses it and knows that this is up and this is down or whatever. It must be one of those.
But then is your video elongated up and down like vertical? Because I like it when it's sideways. It looks dimensionally right as opposed to the ones even with the iPhone. They look like this.
I know.
They're wrong.
But the ones with the Nano, if you just push the button holding it normally.
Right.
Let's just say this is a Nano. If you do this, the
can lens, you see that, everybody?
Yeah. I'm just holding it.
Right.
Vertical.
Right.
The lens is right here, so a lot of people were complaining because
the lens isn't at the top?
No, it isn't at the top. That's what I'm saying. It's right here.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. But if you flip it over, it works just fine and dandy.
Yeah.
So if you're shooting video, if you just point this thing at somebody and you go to shoot video, and your finger isn't in the way, your video is going to be up and down. It's going to be what they call a portrait.
Yeah.
Whereas you'd like, if you're watching it on a computer,
right,
you're going to want it to be landscape.
Right.
So you want to hold your iPod Nano sideways. Mm-hmm. And it shoots pretty decent video. It's not great in indoor low light situations, but outside, it's pretty good.
That's probably the reason why that lens is where it is anyway, because you just sideways and, you know, as opposed to holding it up and down. But I guess you shouldn't grip it like that anyway to shoot, probably. Just the
Not. It's just to catch some quick video from wherever you're at. It's not meant
to be. It's not a professional camera.
No, it's not. And it should be held pretty still because you get that jelly effect, you know, if you're not holding it very still. Mm-hmm. That's just due to the sensor. So we're not going to talk about the shuffle today because the shuffle is the same shuffle as it's always been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's your tech talk for today.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
All right, we're going to wrap up today's show with a jabber quote.
Sounds good.
Mine's from Philip Dusenberry.
Dusenberry.
Yeah. I have always believed that writing advertisements is the second most profitable form of writing. The first, of course, is ransom notes.
That's very funny.
That's pretty good.
That's a doozy.
It's a doozy. Is that where that comes from? No.
From Dusenberg's? Mm-hmm. Or some Dusenberries?
Dusenberry. I've had some of those for breakfast.
Dusenberries?
Yeah.
Tasty. Yeah. What about Count Chocula? Count Chocula.
You had Count Chocula?
Not today, no.
Okay. I love Count Chocula.
How about Frankenberry?
Dusenberry. And Booberry, Frankenberry, and Count Chocula.
And Dusenberries.
And Dusenberries.
There's a couple other famous dudes that have had. Marshall McLuhan.
Okay.
Said, advertising is the greatest art form of the 20th century. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Is it an art form? I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And H.G. Wells says, advertising is legalized lying.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cases, I suppose.
Sure. Next week on the Jabbercast.
Oh, yeah. Coming up next week, records and tapes, the transition from cassettes and LPs to CDs and MP3s.
MP what?
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a thing of the past.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. We'll talk about it next week.
Right here on the Jabbercast. We thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.